And so far, so good. So, you know, some technology issues that we're still working through, trying to make sure that works the best for everybody. But, you know, most of that worked pretty flawlessly. We've tested everything, and the new phone system is working great. So, pretty happy with it so far.
Everybody's wired to internet like they should be.
Yeah, we actually recabled a portion of this building so everything would run at our network speed, and we had a new fiber line ran to the building to make that all happen. So it's just pretty much seamless compared to where they were before to what we are now. So we're on our same network, email works, internet works. So far, everything that we've tested as far as the software and everything that we run is working like a charm.
So right now we're sitting in your office, which is kind of separate from the other space that we just walked through. But when you walk into the main room, it looks like you're met with the business office there.
What we've got is basically admin and finance are all kind of combined in together. We've put the clerk and the deputy clerk in the back of the room, primarily because they do a lot of stuff with our employees related to benefits and things like that. So we wanted a kind of a semi-private area for them to speak to people. And then all of the business, like you said, the business or finance aspect that deal with, you know, paying the bills and getting the utility bills out, things like that, are up here in the front to try to make it easy for the public who needs to access them at times.
So for utility bills, if you want to do that in person, it's the desk is right there when you walk through the door.
Yes, ma'am. Right. Stacy's right here, and as they walk in the door with a small little waiting room for folks to sit down, we do have a lock box. We moved up here right outside the front door. So if people don't want to come into the building, just like before, they can pay outside. And online and credit card payments are also the same as they were before for those people taking advantage of that.
And then for the borough assembly, the meetings will take place in this building right next door on the second floor here, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We're going to be, PIA has been gracious enough to allow us to use their boardroom, and we feel that we can make that work. It's a little tighter quarters than, and we don't have the dais that was pre-wired for a lot of our, you know, the sound for KFSK and our internal minute taking, but we think we can make that work. It's ideal for us in the sense that it's right close to us. We talked about using the new library as an assembly chambers, one of their big. The problem is it makes it a lot harder for us to set the meeting up because we've got to travel down there, set it up, and then wait for the meeting. So hopefully this will work. The big test will be Monday at noon, and I'm sure we'll find things that we can do better, and we'll try to get this to work for the community. We'll be up here, you know, give or take a year. So we got some time to get it right and need to get it right.
And all of this having the borough offices up here at the PIA building is because the old borough building is being renovated. What's the overall goal there a year from now?
Sure. What happens on the building project is they start on May 2nd and they start doing asbestos and lead paint abatement in that old building. That's about the first 30 days of the project. And then construction starts. Construction is supposed to be done on our old space, give or take the middle of January of 17. So right about then, you know, they should be done. We'll then move the police department out of their space into their new space. So we may or may not be able to move back ourselves at that time. Kind of depends on the status of the project. And then the contractor will go back into where the police department is today and gut that, which is the building, portion of the building that was failing the most, and get that up to speed, make it safe. And that actually goes back to what it originally was, which is basically a garage. So it'll gut that, becomes the sally port for the police department, plus a mechanical room and some storage. And, you know, that's scheduled, the whole thing to be done about June of 2017. And we'll have taken an existing building downtown and, knock on wood, so to speak, it should be good for another 50 years. And, you know, what the experts are telling us, a whole lot more energy efficient, and we should be actually saving money on our own utilities.
So there's going to be a lot of construction this summer. That's going to be a pretty major project that people will be driving by, walking by all summer, all
Yeah.
season, really.
Yeah. You know, that's right in the middle of town, right on Main Street. So we've got that, the road project that in, at times, will be going on at the same time.
The Nordic Drive, South Nordic Drive.
Correct. Plus the finishing up the bike path on Haugen up going up towards the airport. So lots of work going on this summer, and just going to be pretty intense work zones as they cut into the, you know, the old building.